What's going on, guys? Mike here, host of the Mac Effect, coming to you guys with a bonus episode. I know I particularly finish seasons with 10 episodes and that's about it, but this time I really felt like God telling me, give them a bonus, give them an extra one until we come out with season 5. And I'm already cooking season 5, to be honest with you. There's a couple interviews in my belt already that have been done, but we're working on more great stuff, great conversations to bring to you guys. With that said, I want to share with you guys just the vision, the goals, what God is doing in my life. I have three announcements that I want to share with you guys at the end of the video. So please stay tuned, watch till the end as I have these announcements that I hope are going to be of a blessing to your life. So yeah, guys, so with that being said, let's jump on to the bonus episode. And the bonus episode, I'm actually going to title it, Worry About Nothing, Pray About Everything. And why do I bring this subject up? Because as I've been open and vulnerable with you guys in every episode, in and out of every minute, every second, I am open with you guys and I share with you guys things that I'm either going through or things that I have, that I'm going through, have healed, or I'm going through again, things that I've never dealt with before. And I just want to share with you guys the things that I do to hopefully better myself, better the generation to come, and, you know, continue to just grow, develop, right? I have always harped and I have always shared with you guys, that's the goal, is to growth and develop. Now, being honest with you guys and vulnerable, transparent, worry about nothing, pray about everything, is something that I have failed in. I actually pray to God consistently and I ask him, I'm like, God, you know, it sucks because I feel like although your word says to worry about nothing, pray about everything, I tend to worry a lot. And as I'm speaking right now to you, God's revealing something to me right now and I'll share it right now in a couple moments. Thank you, God. Thank you for your revelation. Wow. I felt like a failure because a part of me is like, as someone that follows Christ, I worry so much about everything, dude. Things that are out of my control, things that are in my control, just a little bit about everything. And I'm like, do I not believe in you? Do I suck as a son? Am I not a good disciple? Am I not a good follower? Like, dude. And I felt like I had a one-on-one conversation with the Lord. And I'm writing all this out in my journal, guys. That's how I have conversations with God, in my journal, consistently writing letters to him. And I felt like when I was telling him that, he came back to me and he said, he's like, Mike, I understand that you do fail because you do. You give me your worry, but then you take it right back and you continue to worry about the same thing you just prayed about right now. And sometimes you don't even pray about it. You just worry about it and you never really hand it to me. Ooh, God is speaking, man. That's a revelation to many of us that we say that we do pray, but we really don't pray and we don't give it to God. So we need to really be honest with ourselves, guys. That's the reason why nothing changes, because we're not truthful to just say the truth. I didn't pray about it. I said that I did, but I really didn't. So when it comes to taking these worries on, I give it to him and I take it right back. And I felt him telling me, like, you know, when you do take it right back, it's like, I don't get mad at you. I'm not disappointed. I don't get mad. I have patience and I have grace. I pray, I hope that you one day give it back to me again and truly give it back to me. But I really felt like God told me, but I have to give you kudos and I have to say that you're doing a great job, that I'm proud of you, because although there is worry in your heart and you're not good at giving it to me, rending control, you're very good at obeying. Although it's hard and although it's challenging and it hurts, you're good at obeying. You're not taking vengeance into your own hands. You're not being pity. You're not trying to be hurtful. You're not trying to be sneaky here and there. You're not keeping secrets or hiding anything. you want to say things to certain people or to certain situations, and you keep quiet and you listen to me and all that. Although you say that you fail in the worry area, you are a blessing because you obey in that area. Because it's one thing to not worry, but be in disobedience, right? Like, you would think, okay, fine, I'm not worrying about anything and I'm praying about it all, so I'm good, but I'm in sin. It doesn't coincide. It doesn't make sense. Or you could be me, which is you worry about it, but at the end of the day, when push comes to shove and shove comes to push, you're obeying. You're understanding the position that you're in. You're understanding the circumstance that you're in, and you're not falling into the temptations of what the world says. You know, the example I want to bring up to you guys is, like, let's call it what it is. Let's be open and vulnerable, guys. That's the only way we're going to change and grow, is to admit things. If you don't admit them, then we're going to find ourselves stuck in that rut for a very, very long time. When we have been in arguments with people, either in relationships with spouse, mom, dad, father, son, mother, daughter, siblings, the minute one says a bad word to one person, the other one wants to reply with one right back, because the natural instinct is, oh no, you did not just offend me, now it's my turn to offend you. When the way God wants us to do it is, you can't control what that other person just said, but what you could control is what comes out of your mouth. That's where obedience comes. Even in the hurt, even in fear, even in the doubt that comes into your mind, into your heart, are you going to obey? Which one's going to take the victory? And I mean not like in there's a winner or a loser. I mean it as in, which one's going to be that your heart and your mind naturally thrown and give room to? The right things to do or the wrong things to do? When people offend you and say bad words to you right away, are you going to quickly jump the gun back and defend yourself because the fear of what they're going to think, or the thoughts that they're thinking of you? Or are you going to remain calm and say, you know what, I'm not going to stoop to that sinful level. I don't need to. I know who I am. I know what Christ made me. Guys, I'm a living testimony. I'm a walking one right now, where many things are being said. Okay. And some of them are hurtful. Man, I take them to prayer here and there, not all the time, but there's some stuff that I'm like, man, I really want to defend myself in this. Nah. And then I actually shared this in one of my previous episodes. It's like, always ask yourself questions as to why. Like, what am I going to gain by changing someone else's mind? Is it going to fix the situation that I'm in or not? Probably not. So what does it matter if you proved your point, you made that person look bad, you made this person look bad, you cleared up your name, they don't think this of you anymore, that one person, but then you have 100,000 other ones that do think this. So, you know the work it's going to take, like, what? And as long as you check your heart consistently, ask God to humble me. Previous episode, harden heart or soften heart. Previous episode, learning to self-love. Things, and go to those episodes, guys. Beautiful topics, beautiful nuggets that were shared there that can help you grow and develop. But in this particular one, we're talking about, worrying about nothing, but we pray about it all. And we need to pray. We need to trust. We need to do it, not just say it. These words sound so nice. It's like when everyone says, I want to lose weight, but no one has a diet plan or consistent enough to stick with it. It's nice to say, I want to lose 20, 30 pounds. But you know what's even nicer? Being consistent until you really actually achieve it and do it. Right? And that's just an example. There's many more things. You want better communication in your relationship? Communicate. Don't offend each other. Don't start sentences with I, me, this. Start them with, you know, game plans. Like, I'll give you another example. What I like to do, and this is something that I learned through my mentorships and counseling, is that when I start a conversation and it's going to be like a heavy conversation, I like to share before we begin, what's my goal and objective in this conversation? For example, I have a loved one, a sibling of mine that I don't speak to. If ever we get a chance to sit down and talk, I would express to him first and say, you know what? What I expect out of this conversation is, one, I hope we can restore a relationship. I hope we can forgive each other for the things that have happened. And I hope that my goal is that at the end, we both come out of it feeling better, healthier, and an understanding for one another. And when you put those goals out there, you're letting the other person kind of see a little bit of your vulnerability, which is scary because we don't like to be vulnerable, because in vulnerability comes the opportunity of being stomped on, hurt, and abused. But it takes one brave person. Someone has to be brave. You can't sit there and wait for the other family member to do it anymore. God is literally tugging in your heart, the one that is listening to me right now. God is tugging in your heart. Stop waiting until they do it. No, God wants you to humble yourself. God wants you to be the one to step up and do it. And oh, you don't know my situation. Valid, I don't. Some of them, you do need to give them that space. I totally get it. But again, if we're being vulnerable, we know when we have tried and we know when we haven't really. So when you put yourself in a vulnerable space like that, now the other person hopefully understands what's the goal and the objective. And if they can share too what they want from the conversation, now you know where that conversation can go and take place. Make sense? But it all requires prayer. And my suggestion too, guys, is write it down. If you can't speak to that person, or if you can't, whatever problem you're going through, you know, lack of money, I'm behind on my payments, I need a new job opportunity, relationship problems, I'm in the middle of a divorce, whatever it is that you're going through, write it down. Write it down, cry it out, rip that paper off to whoever that person you need to write that letter to, but you don't give it to them. You crumple it up, throw it away, and you allow your body to just get away from it. But I'm telling you guys, the Bible is very true in what it says when it says to worry about nothing and pray about everything. But do we really pray about everything? It doesn't mean we have to be perfect. It doesn't mean every situation we're going to know right away, pray about it and don't worry about it. No, we can fail. The problem is that we have this expectation where we just have to handle every situation to the T. And I don't know why we put so much like perfectionism on ourselves, when in reality we give so much grace and mercy for a lot of other people. Like, we could talk to other people about the exact same problem that we're going through or something similar that we've lived, and we're like, dude, don't mistreat yourself that bad. Like, give yourself grace, give yourself mercy, blah 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 blah. You can say all these beautiful things for everyone else. But when it comes time for you to receive, when God is humbling your heart and God wants to give you money, food stamps, oh, that's embarrassing. That's ridiculous. I can't believe I'm here. God's blessing. God's trying to mold something in your heart. There shouldn't be anything embarrassing about food stamps, getting help from someone, you being the recipient. None of that should be embarrassing. It's embarrassing if you have pride. That's a whole nother conversation and a whole nother hour, 2 hours, a year that we can have on pride, because pride is literally the root that can kill anything and everything around us, dude. But again, that's another subject. But if it's embarrassing, it's pride. Because someone that's not embarrassed understands, man, I need it. And it's okay. I won't need it for long, because one day when God gives it back to me, I'm going to be able to give it back to other people. It makes sense? I don't know, guys. Share with me, please, moments in your life. Please. I love hearing your guys' feedback and input. Share with me moments in your life where God has shown up to you, where you have worried, but you prayed about it and God has shown up. I want to hear the testimonies. I want to hear the power of God. I want to see how detailed our Father is, in the sense of, like, he hears you and he values you. Like, dude, he feeds the birds. And you think the birds are stressed out, like, where's my refrigerator full of food so that I know for sure I have food for later on? They don't have that. But are they worried? They're whistling like the happiest things in the world. And they're not stressed. So I want you guys to share with me the miracles of how God shows up for you guys, or what you need prayer in. Comment what prayers you need. Comment what is it that you're looking for. We'll love to intercede for you, because the Bible does say, when two or more people pray in my name, I am there. And why not give the control to the man that can do anything with your problem? Like, anything, like the thing that looks impossible. There's no way he can convert these two pieces of fish to feed 20,000 people. Yeah, he can. And it's crazy, because I just went through a session earlier today with my counselor, and one of the things that the Lord used her to speak to me is that the more you worry, the more you're trying to fight under your control, and the less you're letting God fight the battle, or the to use the strength and ability that he has to fight for you. The more you stop worrying and let it go and you put it in the right hand, the more he can go to work for you. Man, that one's hitting, because it's true. It makes sense, but our flesh doesn't make sense. Like, would you want a lawyer to defend you with knowledge and understanding of the law, or just a random person on the street that says, you know, pues el, yo sé que mis derechos y esto, and they really don't know? Would you want that? No, right? Well, how silly is it of us that we're those that say, well, I know my rights and I know this, and we think we know it, and when we have the person that we can give it to, that can fight for us and defend us. We just have to obey and worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Man, that's good. Guys, with this special bonus episode, I want to first also say thank you to all my guests that were here for season 4. I openly share always with you guys that anyone that comes into the podcast and shares their testimony, shares their stories, connects with other people, because I want you guys to know you guys are not the only ones going through difficult times. We all are. One way or another, we relate to each other and we connect with each other. But I want to thank all my guests that came in, because I've said it in the past and I'll say it again. The moment you continue to invest and spend time here, you're healing an inner child in me, and I thank you guys for that. Great stories, great conversations. I loved it. Also, with that said, I want to share with you guys the 3 special announcements that the Lord has placed in my heart, that I know it's something that's being moved and led by him, not by me. Number 1, I want to offer my podcast services, guys. All my equipment, my cameras, microphones, lighting, set up, the works. I can go to your house. I can show you guys how to initiate a podcast. If this is something that has been in your heart, my hourly rate, I haven't figured it out yet. It's something that I know God is pushing me to entrepreneur, so I have to learn. My information will be there for you guys to contact me, and let's talk. Let's figure out a game plan. I'm willing to sit with you, strategize, think of things, of how to plan it out, show you how to structure, and we move on from there. I just want to be of a blessing. Someone bless me with the knowledge, and I want to bless it right back, right? And we grow, of course. So that's announcement number one. Announcement number two is something that has been in my heart for many, many years. I know people might laugh at me, and it's okay. I am doing a car wash service. Yes, I don't know the name of it. I don't know whether to call it the Mac detailing or something. I don't know, but the name's going to come about. But I want to offer mobile car wash services. Why? Because cleaning vehicles is something that has always been a passion of mine that I really genuinely love doing. I love seeing them from like how dirty and not nice they look to like super clean carpet, really nice dashboard, like wiped down, windows super clean, where you can't even see like that it's a glass. It's just super nice, you know, transparent. And I'm going to be doing that. That's all me, because I love it, right? So my information will be there. Prices will be available for you guys to take a look at. Obviously, I'm trying to keep things local until I continue to grow and expand and whatever God wants to do. I don't know if it's something that God is going to give me a business in or if God's just going to do it for a season and then it's going to end. I don't know, but I do not move by fear and I do not worry. I pray about it all and I move because he tells me to move. So in the beginning, be patient with me. I'll probably show up very old school with a bucket with a bunch of good products to clean up the vehicles. But I promise you, you're going to love the work. And we're going to expand one way or another. So, announcement number three. I want to also offer the knowledge and services that God has given me in my mind when it comes to budgeting and helping you schedule a tackling debt for your life. I know a lot of us are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's a matter of approaching it in a very understanding where every dollar goes. I have taken courses with Dave Ramsey. I'm not telling you I am a certified this or a certified that. I'm not. I'm simply going to share with you what life experiences have taught me, where I can save money with certain insurance companies, with home insurances, with PMIs. Like, little did you know, people think that your PMI... You take it away once you have 20% of your equity paid off in your property. Sometimes if you have 10% paid off in your equity, it's just a matter of giving them a phone call and telling them, can you remove the PMI? And they remove it. It's ridiculous. It's that easy. It's little things, little knowledges. It doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time, but it means why not give it a shot? And I'm the type of person that I will go with an Excel sheet. You know, we budget everything that comes in, everything that goes out, everything, guys. We take a look at it, but it's in order to help. And with that, again, my pricing, I'm still figuring all these things out, but my information will be there. Follow me, hit a request, and then we just go back and forth, communicate, and we figure things out. The beautiful thing about when it comes to budgeting too is we could do it via Zoom. I don't necessarily have to go to where you're at. So the good thing about budgeting is this can be anywhere. You could be anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world, really, and you know we can figure it out. Even if it's euros, we'll figure out the laws and the transition of the money, the currency exchange and all that. You know, we'll figure it out one way or another. But I'm doing all this out of faith because I know God is telling me you got to do something. You got to push yourself. You got to figure things out while we're figuring everything else out as well. And why not help others? I love helping. So that's the goal. So yeah, guys, with that said, I really appreciate you guys for tuning in for this special edition episode. I'm hoping to hear a lot of great questions, a lot of great blessings that God has done in your life, and inquiries for the things that God is entrepreneuring us to do. So I'll see you guys for season 5. I miss you guys like crazy. It's still going to take a little bit of time before we start season 5, but at the end of the day, sometimes it's better to wait and deliver quality than just to hurry up and push things out the window. Makes sense? Makes sense. So I love you guys. I miss you guys. I hope to see you guys soon. The Mac Effect out.